Home camera, Melissa speaking.
Hi, Melissa. My name is Cherie. I was referred to you guys. I believe I spoke to a Mary earlier, and she gave me the onboarding for you to contact you.
Hold on 1 second. Are you the caregiver?
No, I will be the patient, and I'm trying to start my onboarding. But I do have my people already lined up. I had my whole intake with my coordinator. Then I had to contact you guys so that I can give her the information.
Oh, perfect. Give me 1 second. Yeah, my computer is so slow.
No problem. Did she already send you my information? She said just in case if I didn't reach you, she was going to send it just in case.
No, I don't have it here yet,
okay.
But I can take it down. Give me one little second if my computer wants to behave today. Everything's so slow. I'm like, okay, perfect. What is your first name again?
My first name is Cherie, Cherie, apostrophe.
And your last name?
Upsey, Upsey.
And this is the best number to reach you?
Yes.
Perfect. And you said you have your own caregivers, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Can I have their name?
First is Perry, Perry, and Good, but with an E at the end, Junior.
Perfect. And does Perry have a phone number that we can reach out to?
You should, but if not, I mean, I guess you can just keep it for this now, and then when I talk to him, I guess I can update it with you.
Oh, or if you want to speak to him first and then give him a call back or send us a message or whichever one you prefer.
Let me see. I might have another one. I know he's away, but he should be able to answer. Give me a moment.
Okay, no problem.
I did the heart. Okay, it's 267-992-3655.
Perfect. And is he the only caregiver? You have somebody else?
Yeah, like certain days, I guess he couldn't. The other one, her name is Asia.
And her last name?
Wait, I don't have her last
name.
It's not,
it's fine.
Okay, I was about to say, okay. I can get it later if you need it.
No, no worries, because usually, I mean, we'll have to get her IDs and everything, so we can get it like that. And what is her phone number?
Give me a second.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay. Okay, it's 609-933-3268.
Perfect. And do you, oh, can I have your date of birth?
Mm-hmm. 11/5/88.
And do you have your Medicaid ID number?
Check.
Are you with Keystone?
Yes, yeah, Keystone. I know they gave me like a new one since they changed me over to the community thing.
Yeah.
Okay, here it is. What is it? The Y something in the beginning, but then it's
No, it should just be numbers. Like nine numbers.
Oh, I know they said it. Okay, let me see. Okay. 2020-68542.
Perfecto. Did they tell you how many hours you're submitting for?
My coordinator said it should be about 84 hours.
Perfect. And are your caregivers doing half and half, like 42?
For sure it'll be Perry as the main person, but I'm not sure if it's just on the other person, maybe not as often or certain days when they couldn't. So I guess we'll talk more about the off days, but the primary would be Perry, and like maybe on weekends or something like that, Asia would do those things.
Perfecto. Can I have your address?
Yes, 4839 North Franklin Street, ZIP 19120.
And is there any children in the home, or will there be any children in the at home in the time of services?
Yes, I have my daughter.
Okay.
My son, I mean, I guess on weekends when he's not in school.
Perfect. And do I have any more questions? Perfect. So what we're going to do is we're going to, is it okay for us to reach out to Perry? You wanted us to reach out tomorrow?
No, you can reach out now, and I'm sure he'll, I'll just let him know that to, I guess, expect you. You know, some people, when they don't recognize the number, they may not, but you can try and reach out to him. He's expecting. I think my question was onboarding. See, for him, he works at a school or has, and, like, did he need a TB test? Did he need a background clearance because he already has that? So I think he just wanted to know what did he need to get or what he already had. Well, actually, both of them did, but he knew if he needed that information, he has all of that already.
Got it. So what he, I was just explaining to him, and we'll also send him the information. So he has to complete, like you did say, the TB. So if he needs, if he has one that's from this year and it hasn't expired, that should be okay. If not, we can schedule it for him. We do a background check. We have to, even though he may have one, he can send it over, but we have to get approval from the administrator to see if we can use it. Usually we'll run it on our end. Yeah, so we'll usually run it on our end as soon as we have the IDs. He has to complete an application, I-9W-4, a competency test, which is like a whole bunch of questions from the state that we have to do.
No problem.
Competencies, direct deposits, and 2-year proof. So if he has an expired ID or if his ID was issued over 2 years ago, then it should suffice. If not, like if he has like a phone bill or anything that has his address, name, and dated from 2 years ago, would be okay. If not, then we have to get him fingerprinted. So hopefully he has something, even like a phone bill.
Oh, yeah. Yep, he has that.
Okay,
I think
perfect.
Then do they have to do any video? It was just me making sure they wanted to know how much or what they needed and didn't have. Now, I think Asia, he had TV, but it wasn't this year, so she probably would have to do that. And I'm not sure about the clearance and things, but they wanted to know anything, like, I guess, else that they needed. Yes.
Got it. No, so HR will explain it to them, but that's as much as it is. The only headache is either the TB, which is okay because we can schedule it for them, so it shouldn't be so bad. And then the 2-year proof, a lot of people may have issues with finding something from 2 years ago. I know I would. But that's pretty much the hardest thing to do. But other than that, it should be smooth sailing.
Okay. Thank you.
Of course, no problem. So we'll keep in contact, and I'll have the coordinator reach out to you tomorrow just to keep you aware of what's going on.
Yes, thank you so much.
Of course, no problem. Thank you.
Have a good one. Thank you.
You too.